Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about that? Jackson Dart going in week four for the Giants. Well, they had to sign Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, and now they're both veteran backups behind the rookie from Ole Miss, right? Jackson Dart?
Righto.
Pretty good name.
Yep.
Good face, good name, right? The guy was
good face,
off
good
to a great
name,
start in life.
Good headband. He's got a good look.
A quarterback named Dart.
Yeah. As I recall last year, I felt like I liked him early, and then that you seem to keep remembering that and sort of nudging me to suggesting that I really like Jackson Dart. I was like, I don't like him that much. And it turned out he ended up being a first round pick. So yeah, anyway, whatever.
It's funny how that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
I drafted Travion Henderson in one big draft on a stream, and then I was the guy who loved Travion Henderson. And really, it was like close to the regular season. I was kind of ready for something a little bit unorthodox, and so far, not so good.
New
for Henderson. Like,
new.
They haven't really used him yet. I don't think they – you always want to know this, you know, with drafts and with rookies, like what's going to happen. They got to be able to pass protect. And an old-school coach like that – He doesn't want the fumbles from the other guys either. Gibson fumbled in the game, too.
Yeah.
So, three-headed is not what you want when you're drafting a running back in fantasy, Henderson, with Stevenson and Gibson there. But long-term, he should be the play. Home to Carolina this week. Then they come here. Then they have the Saints and the Titans. Playable. And if they could have gotten, I'm not sad for them, but if they could have gotten one of the two losses.
Right, they'd be in pretty good shape.
To be looking pretty good at like 5-2 even maybe.
Yeah.
But not now. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550, Baltimore and Kansas City this week. What do you like there? Ravens lose last night. Where are we at with Derrick Henry? I think that's a question after the last couple of weeks. I mean, he ran all over the Bills. If he doesn't do that, then maybe it's more of an obvious question, but he did.
Yeah. They are still down Ricard, and that matters to like how they want to play. I mean, I made this point when they were coming here for the opener. No likely, no Ricard. Like that's kind of bread and butter stuff. Two-tongued ends. One of them a dangerous downfield guy, like in Likely. Not that Andrews can't get down the field, but Likely's the more dangerous player at this stage of their careers, I think. And Ricard is kind of a unicorn. There just aren't a lot of guys like him. They had a reserve tight end in that role when they played here. I didn't really notice what was going on last night, but getting him, assuming he's going to come back at some point. I mean, I feel like we were sweating both guys. Well, no, Ricard was ruled out pretty early, and Likely, I think we thought wasn't going to play, but they didn't rule him out until like the Friday before the game, I think, if I remember right.
And he's still not back.
And Ricard is still not back. So, you know, maybe that's still going to be a while, but those guys matter to them, I think. So before I'm ready to say Derrick Henry ain't got it no more, he hasn't played a snap with that 330-pound fullback yet.
That
might change some things. Yeah, the guy's a giant. Mm. Did you see that Tampa signed? They are playing Philly this week, and they signed a guy who in college, now he went undrafted, and I think he was in camp in the summer. There's a former Florida defensive tackle that
Oh, that big guy.
Played college football. I don't have his name come into memory.
Desmond Watson.
Desmond Watson. He played at like 460 pounds or something in college.
What position?
Defensive tackle.
Okay.
He is the rub that here puncher? is that he is the tush push antidote. They're signing this guy this week. I think they practice squad, I think, is what they did. But, I mean, they can just elevate him. But he recently worked out. There was talk of him losing weight. I mean, I don't know how much, you know, where you go from 464 in college. Like, getting down to four bills would probably take some time, even with a Waken 180.
Listen, I know a program. Yeah, you said it.
So, I think it's just funny that they did that this week, and everybody's making the same observation. Like, they're just going to put him in the middle there and try to stop the tush push.
Was he on another team?
No. So I'm saying he was in, I think he was in camp, maybe even, I don't know where he was, but I think he was in a camp. Zach, do you know?
He was in Tampa's camp.
He was in Tampa's camp. Okay. He didn't make the team, but they had him back in for a workout, and they brought him back in.
And then after this game, he gets caught and right. Denver signs him because Philadelphia plays Denver next.
Right, right.
If it works.
If it works, right. Denver trades for him because Tampa will be like on the phone going, you want our guy, you're going to have to make it work for me.
Desmond Watson.
Right.
And a 2031 seventh for a 2037th.
That'll work, right.
You know who PFF's highest graded quarterback is through 3 weeks? I'll give you a hint. He's never won an MVP.
Is it Justin Herbert?
Sam Darnold.
Okay. Well, that's going a lot better, obviously, than I thought it would go in Seattle.
I have to agree to that. With that, yes. I just fell into the thinking that their line was supposed to be terrible.
Right, and he'll die.
And
back there.
He'll die.
Yeah.
But they won in Pittsburgh, and they destroyed the Bills' next opponent, New Orleans. So, good start for him. PFF's highest-rated, top-rated quarterback through 3 weeks. Allen is the MVP favorite right now to go back-to-back. Just like the Super Bowl odds, Buffalo-Baltimore. MVP is Allen Jackson. Here we are again. They were talking on Bet Sweats about this morning, Sam and Joe. And one asked the other, is there anybody else in play here? Like, you know, they're looking for a good price.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to pick the winner,
right,
per se, but they're looking for a good price. There's Justin Herbert. We had Jordan Love, but that took a hit last week. They lose in Cleveland. Maybe Prescott was interesting before the season, or Brock Purdy. There's an injury to Purdy. Mm-hmm. Prescott loses Lamb. They've lost two games. Daniels gets hurt.
Burrow's out.
Burrow's dead. So is there anybody else? And Sam made the right – pick the right name, I think. I think there is someone else that could win that, well, maybe there's more than one guy that could win that has not yet been mentioned here, and that's Jalen Hurts. He's like, he made a great, Sam is so good. He made a great point. He's like, how did they beat the Rams? Well, blocked field goal. Didn't hurt, but they did it through the air. Like, they came back in that game through the air, and he's a lock to score his rushing touchdowns,
mm-hmm,
unless Desmond Watson has something to say about it
right,
this week. But, I mean, Hurts, I don't think he's criminally underrated. You know, I don't think it's quite that. I definitely don't think he's overrated, though. And if they're going to win again, and they have to do it as most people predicted they would, with more passing volume,
mm-hmm,
this year, secondary is weaker. You know, is Barkley himself weaker? Like, there could be circumstances they didn't show up for the first 2 weeks, but they did on
Sunday.
But if
they still get great results, he'll get a lot of credit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, there was a game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where they got down 26-7, I think was the score at one point, Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? He threw the ball to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like that's how they came back. And so that looks great on him, because now lately it had been they just don't need him to throw. And, you know, people tend to say, well, that's good because he's not great at it.
Right.
He's the Super Bowl MVP. He's been twice. There's a lot of narrative when it comes
and
to MVP.
And he was incredible in the losing effort.
Yes.
He had an incredible game.
He had two great games in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's right. So, I mean, Barkley didn't win them the Super Bowl. He was okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he was that – it wasn't amazing or anything in that game. They just killed him. Really, on defense, they killed him. So, I feel like Hurts was like plus 1,800. But Allen could win. Like, if they're going to run away – and let me just give you one more idea here. If they're going to run away with it, the Bills. We're not going to have the 17-0 conversation today. That was yesterday. You know, it got weird. I'm not mm-hmm. going there. Although if they did.
Right.
He could maybe cruise to the award. There's Herbert. There's even Daniel Jones maybe, or mm-hmm. even Jonathan Taylor. I don't know. Probably not.
Get out of here with that.
Okay. Where it gets interesting.
Not Jones necessarily, but the running back, forget it.
Fine. I mean, Jones won't win because of Taylor.
Probably right.
Herbert doesn't have that obstacle.
Right.
And even Cook wasn't that.
I kind of like Herbert as an idea. Ascending, right? He's been on the scene, but has never really graduated to the top tier. And they're throwing more. And if they unseat Kansas City, win 13 games or something, and he throws for 4,500 yards or whatever, like, that'll get pretty compelling pretty fast, I think, for him.
Yep. I think he looks the part so far.
Yeah, I would agree.
They beat the Chiefs, they beat the Broncos, and the three division wins and the Raiders in between. They're not racking up huge points.
No.
But he looks great. So Herbert is in play. I think one more thing that could get interesting if the Bills do just sail through the season is McDermott. Because he's never been close to Coach of the Year. Maybe in his first year he was. I don't know. He's never won it.
Yeah.
And every year since Allen became Allen, McDermott's not even in the conversation for Coach of the Year, which you can debate. Like, you know, it's sort of strange that he's never even close to that award. Well, if they win all their games, or almost all their games,
right.
Maybe it's a year. And if it's not clear cut somewhere else, like who right now is the Coach of the Year?
I think that is what the kind of year it takes for a guy like him. Reed has obviously accomplished more with the Super Bowls, but for Reed to win Coach of the Year, they almost have to have last year, but with no blemish at all. You got to run the table because you're granted the gift, the advantage of having this incredible otherworldly quarterback on your team, and so you know that's going to ding the coach. It just is how it works. But if you put up a zero in the loss column, that changes everything. I think 15-2, 16-1, 17-0 are records that I think you can entertain Sean McDermott for Coach of the Year with. I think anything less than that is it's the same old, same old.
Right now, Steichen is the Coach of the Year.
That's right.
If the Coach of the Year is usually a coach who we thought their team was going to be bad and they're actually good. Or McDonald in Seattle, although they do have a loss. I think those are top two right now.
I haven't looked at the odds, but I would agree with that assessment.
I don't know the odds. Don't tell me the odds.
I don't want to know.
Actually, do always tell me the odds. I'm not betting on this until you tell me. The Sabres play at home to Columbus tonight. We'll have pregame with Paul Hamilton coming up in less than 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WG.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.